if you could contemplate a sense of coming home, which is it's not so much a type of experience as a remembering of presence. That's the language. So if you're looking for a type of experience, then the pleasantness and unpleasantness of life is very confusing. And that whole sense of striving to get somewhere is suffering. So if you see the practice as a deepening or a deepening and continuation of presence of awareness, then anything that happens can be a part of that practice. You're not excluding anything. So discomfort, beauty of nature, or something pleasant, something unpleasant. Use it all to deepen awareness. So if you have a sense of coming home, so I use listening, so just listen. Oh great, I'm home again. So then there's happiness there. But if you think you have to get something, then there's always this, oh, I have to find something, and this moving forward, trying to get something, trying to get rid of something. And yet home is always here. So if you can try to remember that and say, oh great, I'm back. And bring up a sense of non-desire, of non-becoming. That's harder to do when you're feeling grumpy. Oh great, I'm grumpy. Or you miss someone that you love. So you can't really be happy about that. But if you see that faith in Buddhism is faith in awakeness, that's the real, the heart of the spiritual life. So even if you're here and you're missing someone in your family because you're close to them, well, that's natural. And that's where your heart is. But if you come to that, well, this is what it feels like to be separated from the loved ones. Now, this is home. This awareness is the home. Because we'll always be separate from our loved ones. This is the nature of life. Then even something like that, which is not nice, deepens your awareness. Right? So lonely states or beautiful states, they're all just kind of movements of mind. So the thing we can rely upon is awareness. It's our only hope. Huh? Awareness. And I'll try to keep reminding you of that, really. And then with things like obsessive thought, I'm not sure no one suffers from that, so we'll probably just in case. Planning, organizing, criticizing, judging, telling me what to teach, telling Arsalan how to organize the retreat, and da 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 da. How do you? The problem with that is we try to get rid of thought because we're not supposed to be doing that. We're not supposed to be planning, and obsessing. So how do you work with that? Well, one way to work with that is to just ask your body, well, what do you think of this? Okay, so your mind will be obsessing about cornflakes, you know, whatever it likes to obsess with. And then rather than try to get rid of thought and annihilate thought, just say, well, what do you think, body? So kind of bring your body along in the retreat. Be nice, wouldn't it? Rather than drag your body around with thought, just like bring up body awareness. So I'll try to encourage a lot of body awareness. So body awareness as a way of understanding the moment, rather than trying to get rid of thought. So let's say if I'm obsessing about, like I got some difficult news about my mother 1 hour before I came on the retreat. You know, great, good timing. And so I have someone's lent me a cell phone so I can ring back and forth, so all the kind of worldly things are covered. But then the emotional impact of that is worry, obviously, because that's natural. So that's where the thought will go, right? But then I can say, okay, yeah, but what do you think, body? I'm not dismissing my worldly responsibilities. You know, Ajahn Khuslo and Venerable will help me if I have to dash away or something. But now, this is also meditation. It's not just about my family situation. So bring up the body. Well, what do you think, body? Oh, you're pretty tense, aren't you? Yeah? Or your heart's a bit closed, or whatever. And then I have a way of not just getting rid of worry and just being kind of, now I have to meditate, I can't worry, because that's a part of my karma right now. I have to be with that, it's nature. But I can also include that as a part of my practice and deepen awareness with the state of worry, but not worry. See, and he said, well, come up, it has to come up, it's the karma right now, there's no choice. But what do you think, body? And then listen to the body. So I'm not getting rid of thought, but I'm also not thinking. I'm shifting attention, but from skillfulness, okay? Not just from, oh, there I go, I'm thinking again, just this kind of willfulness that we sometimes apply to our lives. So it's up, and this is what I think compassion is about, isn't it? It's like allowing things to be there, but opening to something bigger, not just being narrowed by thought. And so I'd like to kind of do that as a kind of theme in the retreat. Bring your body along in the retreat. Listen to your body. The body, the heart, it's a whole information system that is there as well as thought. It's very, very important, very, very helpful. Those are the kinds of things I'd like to work with on the retreat. So we have a... Is this... Arsene, is that... Was it 7:15 that we're going to have breakfast? Was that the...
Oh,
I see, in 7:30, you see. So we'll... Maybe we'll finish with another chant, finish with the closing homage, and then there'll be a bell for breakfast or 7:30. Okay? What should we do?